Book 10. Aeolus, the Laestrygonians, and Circe. Soon we drew near the island of Aeolia, where Aeolus, the son of Hippotas, dear to immortal gods, dwelt on a floating island. All round it is a wall of bronze, not to be broken through, and smooth and steep rises the rocky shore. Within the house of Aeolus, 12 children have been born, 6 daughters and 6 sturdy sons. And here he gave his daughters to his sons to be their wives. Here, too, with their loved father and honored mother, they hold continual feast. Before them countless viands lie. By day, the steaming house resounds even to its court. By night, they sleep by their chaste wives, under the coverlets on well-bored bedsteads. Their city, it was, we reached, their goodly dwelling. For a full month here Aeolus made me welcome, and he questioned me of all, of Ilius, the Argive ships, and the return of the Achaeans. So I related all the tale in its due order. And when I furthermore asked him about my journey, and entreated him for aid, he did not say me nay, but made provision for my going. He gave me a sack, flaying therefore a 9-year ox, and in it bound the courses of the blustering winds. For the son of Cronus made him steward of the winds, to stay or rouse which one he would. Upon my hollow ship he tied the sack with a bright cord of silver, that not a breath might stir, however little. Then, for my aid, he sent the west wind forth, to blow and bear along my ships and men. But it was not to be. By our folly we were lost. 9 days we sailed, as well by night as day. Upon the 10th our native fields appeared, so close at hand that we could see men tending fires. Then sweet sleep overcame me, wearied as I was, for I had all the time managed the vessel's sheet and yielded it to no one else among the crew, that so we might the sooner reach our native land. Meanwhile my men began to talk with one another, and to tell how I was bringing gold and silver home as gifts from Aeolus, the generous son of Hippotas. And glancing at his neighbor, one would say, "Oh, how this man is welcomed and esteemed by all mankind, come to whose town and land he may. He brings a store of goodly treasure out of the spoils of Troy, while we, who toiled along the selfsame road, come home with empty hands. Now Aeolus gives him friendly gifts. Come, then, and let us quickly see what there is here, and how much gold and silver the sack holds." Such was their talk, and the ill counsel of the crew prevailed. They loosed the sack, and out rushed all the winds. Straightway a sweeping storm bore off to sea my weeping comrades far from their native land, and I, awaking, hesitated in my gallant heart whether to cast myself out of the ship into the sea and perish there, or, saying nothing, to endure and bide among the living. I forced myself to stay. Covering my head, I laid me down, the while the ships were driven by the cruel storm of wind back to the island of Aeolia, my comrades sighing sore.